Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, how many times have you beat yourself up? How many times have you let that inner voice, that inner critic, or the inner bully, as Sean Douglas likes to say, how many times have you let that belittle you, yell at you, demean you, rip you down, tear you to shreds, rip you and you know knew what, and how many times have you just let it kick you when you're down? I don't know about you, but I have. And as I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, this week has been a tough one. Particularly yesterday and today, I've let my inner bully, my inner critic beat me up. And yes, I know the tricks. I know the tactics to get out of it, to stop it, and to help. And I don't get me wrong, I've tried some of them. But not all of them worked, and that happens at times. And for whatever reason, I let myself sink. I've let myself sink down into it. Maybe you have experienced that same thing at times. And it sucks, right? It sucks when you, well, belittle yourself, when you feel small, insignificant, worthless. The scary part is that I used to do this to myself all the time, not just every great now and then, but all the time. I was living in this. I can't imagine what that would be like nowadays, knowing what I know, knowing that I don't have to live that way. Holy cow. But the most and best thing I could do is learn from it. Learn from the experiences I've had and implement those changes, right, to learn and grow. And when these moments come up, moments when I'm struggling, moments when my inner bully or inner critic is going to town and trying to beat me up, or moments when, you know, I make mistakes, I don't show the person I want to show. I'm not the person I want to be, right? Whether it's with my character, my values, or any part of that. If I don't show up the way I intend to, the way I mean to, okay, I give myself grace. I say, you know what? Wasn't the best. I wasn't shining my brightest. I wasn't who I want to be. Okay. I forgive you, Spencer. That happens. It happens to everyone. And I give myself some grace and some love. Say, all right, how can we learn from it? And then let's move forward. Let's leave it behind. Don't allow it to drag you down. And there's some days that you can do that really easily. Some days that that's just a relative piece of cake. You're like, oh, okay. Let's move on. And we go forward. And you let it go. And those days are amazing when that happens. And then there's other times when you don't. When you say those things and you examine it, you learn from it, or you try to find the lessons, and then you turn and you let it go, and yet it's sticking to you. It's like it has stickum on it, or gum, or something like that, where it's just stuck to you. Maybe it's pinned to you, and it's constantly going. No matter how much you turn around, you run, you try to rip it off, it's still there. It sucks. So what can we do? What can we do when that happens? Well, you offer yourself some more grace and love. You don't beat yourself up anymore and say, oh, it must be true. No. You give yourself some grace, some love, some positivity. And you intentionally tap into the things that fill you with joy that can help pull you out of it. So you know, for me, and maybe you do the same, you could look at positive posts, right? I love going to the Energy Hub. Our community, and seeing the amazing posts there because they lift me up. Having amazing conversations with great people, just a regular conversation. Just talking with them can raise me up and then pull me out of that funk. It stops me from going on this downward spiral. Another thing I'll do is I'll reach out to some specific people in my life and say, hey, you know what? I'm struggling. Like, can you give me some words of wisdom, some thoughts? Something to help, and they do, and that helps pull me out of it. And then we usually have a conversation about it, and that helps. And sometimes You just need a good night's sleep. Just to say, hey, you know what? That was that day. And if you're like me, there's some days where it carries on to the next day. And you're like, ugh, God, is this going to be a streak? No, you keep working through it. One step at a time, giving yourself grace, just like you would give someone else. Just like you would give your kids or your significant other or someone else. Even your friends or a stranger. Give yourself that kind of grace because you are worthy of it too. Don't ever doubt that. So as we go throughout this week and you're trying to stay strong and you're adding those things, know that if things happen, you're not living up to who you want to be, or you know, you make mistakes or things just don't go the way you planned, give yourself some grace. Allow yourself to say, hey, you know what? It's okay. We got this. Because you do. And know that I'm here for you and our Energizer family is here for you as well. You're not alone. So stay strong, give yourself some grace, and go make today an amazing day. Because you are amazing. You are worthy, and you are enough. All right, thanks for joining me today. Please hit follow and subscribe, and until next time, I'll catch you later.